Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, many greetings here from Germany. My name is Satchinandan Swami and I'm very, very excited to share today with all of you something on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this amazing festival, the Ratha Yatra festival, which is a very dear celebration to all those who are wanting to experience the reality of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada once said, this is a festival of feelings. We can feel closer to Krishna, we can feel our attachment to Krishna rise, and we can also become free a little bit more of the burden which we all feel in this world, the karma. So today I was requested to say something on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in terms of the Ratha Yatra festival, and I want to share with you a katha, a narration which is very, very, very powerful. I read to you what is the Shruti Phal, or the result in hearing this. I think we all feel we have this problem. Our attraction and attachment is so diverted to so many other things. But this katha, or this narration, will do something to you. It will help you to feel attraction and attachment to Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, anyone who hears the description of the Ka festival will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will also attain the elevated state by which one will have firm conviction in bhakti and love of God. This is what we want to obtain when we listen to words about Krishna. We want to really feel closer to Krishna. We want to feel that our attraction is really coming out of the core of the heart and stops being diverted to Maya or to the material distractions. We want to see that we again and again come closer to Krishna. So let us start then. I request you to somehow be attentive. Multitasking is our constant problem, I know, but for now it's good if we can focus on this katha. Let us offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada first and then proceed. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Please join me. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. In a way, there's nothing which can surprise Krishna. He has seen everything. Everything originates from him. So how can he be surprised about his own creation? However, there's one thing which originates from us. One thing which has to come from the devotee. One thing which can even surprise him who's usually not surprised by anything. And that is our love, our attachment, our attraction, which is going to him. That is in our possession. That is something for us to give. So the Lord of the universe, see, Jagannath, became surprised by exactly this thing, the love of one devotee, whose very first and foremost devotee, see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a verse. Sajiyat Krishna Chaitanya Shri Ratha Krishna Nakhtaya Yena Sich Jagatam Chitram Jagannatho Pivismita. Vismita means very surprised. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the cart of Sri Jagannath, be totally glorified. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. Let us look at this a little bit more closer, and let us also see if we can possibly extract some inspirations for our own bhakti from this, the surprise of the Lord. Huh? It was early in the morning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gotten up early with his associates, and they moved to the eastern gate of the Jagannath temple, waiting for the Lord of the universe to make his appearance from the dark entry gate. It was dark because it was well shaded, and this was a major construction, and so on. They had come for a very intimate and special festival, which is called the Pandu Vijay Temple Festival. And it is something very sweet. It comes from the word pahanti. Pahanti means when you teach a child how to walk. In the same way, the devotees of the Lord of the universe waited for Jagannath because they wanted to help him walk on his cart. Have you ever taught a child how to walk? you grab him by his hands, and then you move forward. Best is you move backwards, because the child has to learn to move forward. And in this way, guide the first steps of the child and bring him where he needs to go. Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, was giving himself into the hands of the devotees, like a child who gives himself to the into the hands of his parents or whoever teaches him how to walk, because Lord Jagannath's heart was like that of a child, molten, very, very happy, very excited, very inspired, because he wanted to leave the confines of the temple, the confines of the ritualistic worship, and move by cart to another domain, the domain of love without restriction, the type of love which is found in Vrindavan. So he was escaping the temple, so to say, for which he needed his loving devotees to guide him on the chariot. Why guide him? Because he was drunken with love. He was intoxicated. He was totally overwhelmed. So the devotees brought a silken robe around the waist of Lord Jagannath. They were left and right to his side, touching him, and he was moved from one cushion to the next cushion. They were straining to carry him from one cushion. The robe was there, which gave him some balance. And in this way, almost like taking a jump from cushion to cushion, he was moving forward. This was a big, big celebration. The Pandas had their gongs, metallic gongs there, and they were in rhythmical patterns, making a heart elating music. And everyone was besides himself, seeing how Lord Jagannath, with a beautiful crown made from flowers, came out of the temple. He needed a flower crown, because in Vrindavan, in the land of love, the highest love, flowers are the decorations, not so much gold and jewels. So there was a big commotion. And over this commotion, one single pilgrim's voice could be heard. It was the ecstatic, love-drunken voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who called out, "Mahima! Mahima! Mahima!" Mahima is an address which is used to glorify an exalted personality. Something like, "Oh, you are so great," and so on. This was the scene. My dear devotees, I was once fortunate to see this, how Lord Jagannath emerged from the inside of the temple. I heard the staccato-like beating of the gongs. I saw how the pilgrims who had waited for his appearance, sometimes for a few hours, they came early because the date was quite early, or the time was quite early, but then it was informed that he could not leave, Lord Jagannath could not leave the temple, because he had eaten a lot the evening before and therefore could not really get up so early. So we and countless other pilgrims waited Then all of a sudden we heard the gong play. First Baladev came out, then Subhadra, then the Sudarshan Chakra whizzling and whirling around. He was carried in a fast way. And then the highlight, the greatest of all personalities, the exalted Lord of the entire universe, came out. First we saw above the crowd his flower crown moving left and right. And then he was sometimes carried by the pilgrims. There was the silken robe, there were the cushion, it was carried. And he was more or less carried at that time. And I could notice the deity was going left and right, left and right. And later I had an opportunity to ask one of the priests who had carried Lord Jagannath, why is he moving so erratically, not in a straight line out of the temple and then onto his cart? And the priest shared something. He said, people may think we are carrying the Lord. People may think we, priests, control his movements. But the Lord always carries us. He makes us always move. So we go, sometimes vroom, it goes left, sometimes it goes vroom, right. So in this way, the Lord is moved, moving on his own will, and not by the strength of anyone else. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, another Lord, golden avatar, he took a little sandalwood and he decorated each single one of his devotees. He put garlands around him and divided his own group of devotees into seven different kirtan groups. Four were stationed before the cart of Lord Jagannath. One was on each side. And then one kirtan group was in the back. And they all began to simultaneously start their kirtans. My dear devotees, there was the sound of 14 madangas and the sound of kartals and the enthusiastic exclamation of the devotees, all shouting Mahima and Jai Jagannath and some also Jai Gaura. If you like to get into the mood, please repeat after me. Mahima! Jai Jagannath! Jai Gauranga! And in this way, slowly, the kirtan picked up, and the pullers of the cart started to take the robe. They unfurled the robe which was lying there like Ananta Shesha, and they started to pull the cart of their beloved Lord, helping him to move from the big mandir, the Sri Mandir, to that flower filled garden which represented Lord represented Vrindavan, the Gundicha Mandir. There was a kirtan going on. I would like to tell you a little bit about the kirtan. This type of kirtan, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees did, was a unique creation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only was it musically extremely artful in the terms of singing in terms of playing the proper rhythms and the loudness. But oh, there was such an exuberance there that his kirtan, the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is described to be almost electric. You know, when you have a live wire and you touch it, you will feel the electricity. So, touching the live wire of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's prema bhakti, by just watching him dance and chant, was an experience that immediately, how do you say, jumped over or was transported into the hearts of all the bystanders. The devotees had an effulgence as they were chanting, and they looked like storm clouds being moved by the wind of their internal feelings. And soon these devotees started to cry ecstatically, just like storm clouds after some time begin to shower rain. Anyone who was seeing this and was even also touched, you know, by the tears of the devotees, was immediately transported without any sadhana or practice or any high qualification to the level of devotional love. They became wild with love, forgetting their own selves. And at every moment, the devotees sang and danced as they surrounded Lord Chaitanya. Now, the text which we initially heard spoke of Lord Jagannath's reaction as being vismita, being very astonishing. What was so astonishing? In Puri, there were many kirtan groups coming and going, and jumping, even crying, and showing symptoms of ecstasy, was not something which only the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had. No, this Jagannath Puri, if you go today during Jagannath festival, you will see extreme blissful, let us say, manifestations of love. You will see dancers dressed in their dancing costume. You will see entertainers who whirl fire brands around. You will see the devotees who are dressed up like Hanuman and even disguised with the facial features of Hanuman and a club. It's really a festival of feelings or divine emotions. Still, Lord Jagannath was surprised, so much surprised that he brought his cart to a standstill. What did he see? What moved him so much? Two things in particular I want to mention. The first is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted and sang songs like he didn't sing, but devotees around him sang songs like, "Finally, I have again gained the Lord of my heart, for whom I was pining in the fire of separation," or on other songs, "I'm putting my head down before the lotus feet of the Lord." Now, as Lord Chaitanya sang these and many other devotional kirtans, he could not contain the joy in his heart any longer. He expanded in seven forms which began to go into the various, the seven kirtan groups and dance there and chant there. So much so that the devotees explained to each other, Prabhu Mahaprabhu is dancing in our party. He has given our chanting party predominance and a special position. Our Prabhu is with us only. This reminded the devotees of an incident where Lord Krishna goes with his friends into the forest of Vrindavan, and there, by the bank of the river Yamuna, expands in as many forms as there are cowherd boys to eat with them together and look while eating at them and exchanging things or items, special delectable prasadam items. And in this way, yeah, being there for every one of his devotees. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics even, the Lord is capable and also willing to exchange very individual exchanges with each single one of his devotees. He's never occupied. He can expand. In fact, he has expanded in every heart of every person, and he waits that we turn our attention away from the fruits which this world gives and accept or receive the divine fruits of his unending and unlimited love and guidance. Yes. So Lord Chaitanya had made a point. He had just expanded into seven forms. I think my sound is not the right sound. And was now engaged with all his devotees in various kirtan parties. This was not visible to the devotees themselves. They didn't notice and make a mobile telephone news, WhatsApp news. He is here, he is here. No, no. It was only seen by a lonely figure on top of a roof. It was the king, Prataparudra, who was hoping to one day see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, because Lord Chaitanya had so far not allowed it, because as a world renunciant, he was by etiquette recommended to not see a king. No, so Prataparudra Maharaj was there together with his two of his priests, his pandit Savaboma Bhattacharya, and his priest for functions, religious functions and puja, Kashi Mishra. So as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had expanded into seven forms, he began to dance so fast that his golden body resembled a turning rod of fire, you know, a firebrand, which you can swing around in the night, and then you see one golden circle. He was one golden circle. He rotated very swiftly, you could also say like a wheel, where the individual spikes could no longer be distinguished from each other because of the fast turning around, and then we broke down on the ground and began to roll on the ground like a golden mountain. Very powerful presence. Yeah, this was surprising. And he did it in seven forms. I think we can not even, we can imagine to see the because we might have some knowledge of what yogis do, but they can't move when they expand, they don't move independently from each other. They do everything the same, like when you have a TV, a few TV sets in a TV shop, then everyone on the TV shop will make this movie movement, not a separate, distinct movie. So Lord Chaitanya was totally with each one of his party. That was surprising. But Lord Jagannath's eyes became wider and wider and wider as he noticed the second phenomena which happened. The tremendous expansion, manifestations of the highest state of love. My dear devotees, we all have heard a little bit of love in this world. Yesterday I was at a scientific conference and I asked one, I spoke with one of the presenters there, and I said, I noticed something is different with you from the last time I saw you. 1 year ago I saw you on this conference. I have some feeling what could be different. So he is an intelligent man. He started to blush. Then I knew, and I said to him, you are in love. Am I right? And he blushed even more. His face became red. Some fiery element was there. This is nothing about a symptom of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so much in love, my dear devotees, that the fiery element was so strong that when he just reached with his hand into on a pillar, the fingers went into this massive pillar. I've seen with my own eyes a large stone, it's a slab of stone, which used to be on the floor before, you know, before a deity of Lord Alalanath. And the Lord Chaitanya had gone there. He had seen the Lord on the altar and overwhelmed with love, he had fallen on the ground. And because his body was not just a little little hot on the cheeks, because his body produced such a temperature, the stone started to melt. You can still see this phenomenal stone which seems to counteract all the laws of thermodynamics or whatever it's called. You can still see it. It is really overwhelming the type of love, not just a little reddening, but poof, extremely intense love. And he started to pray, Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya, overwhelmed with love, started to pray, Namo Brahmanya Devaya, Jayati Jayati Devo, Devaki Nandanoso, and the other, Naham Vipro, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Sutra, nor is my place in one of the ashrams. I'm also not a sannyasi. What I really am is an eternal servant of the servants of my Lord, who shines forth with divine splendor. He, Mahaprabhu, chanted all these words, and then he started to do the Udanda dance. Something about the dance. He had a fire wheeling dance, he had a group dance, and he had a Tandava Nritya, which looked like the one dance style of Lord Shiva, where the Lord at the end of the universe, Lord Shiva at the end of the universe, dances his dance of destruction. But the Udanda dance is something else. It's a dance where Lord Chaitanya jumps extremely high, I mean extremely high, like a stick which is catapulted upwards, and then when he comes down, the whole earth shakes. The whole, you know, there are geomantic sliding is going on, the earth plate changes, mountains shake. It's really a deep, deep, impactful dance. So I have here, the earth with its mountains and oceans trembled whenever his feet came on the ground. His arms were outstretched, which does not come as a surprise, but his body was extremely stiff, like a stick. And all of a sudden, all the hairs on his body began to stand on end, so that he looked like a simuli tree. This is a tree which has some spikes or thorns, and then some, it looks like cotton, something fluffy. And you can make from that cotton some ropes and so on. Sweat came profusely. His voice became so ecstatic that he chanted Jaya Gaga, Jaya Gaga. He could not say Jagannath. The words became mumbled and drawn together, and streams of tears poured forth from his eyes, like the stream of a syringe. Have you ever seen the soft stream of water which comes mostly in a bow from a syringe? This is how, from the tears of Lord Chaitanya, this tears spurted forward. I have heard from one of my god brothers that once Srila Prabhupada took darshan of the deities in Los Angeles, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarakadish, and as the morning greetings, Govindam Adi Purusham prayers went on, he started to also cry, but not like we cry, where the tears trickle down our face. No, they squirted in a bow out of his eyes and wettened the garment of this person who stood next to him. So Mahaprabhu also cried while he danced like this. It was really something. His bodily color changed in many ways. Usually he had a golden color, but then it became, how do you say in proper English, pale, white. Then it became red, extremely red, and like the sun when it is at the dawn. It's a very nice red, and so on, and he became just totally lost in a world to which those who have no love find no access very easily. He became lost in the ocean, the turbulent ocean of love of Godhead. My dear listeners, wouldn't it be nice if all of us can exit? Exit is not the word I want to use. Enter is the use. We can enter this world of love. And as we come back, even from a little bit walking into this room of love, everyone would feel it. You know, a devotee who enters the exalted level of Krishna consciousness can be compared with a person who enters a perfume shop. I've never seen perfume shops in the Western countries, but I have seen them in the Eastern countries. And if you enter there, you enter a world of fragrances, and as you come out, the fragrances are still attached to your purse. Then everyone whom you pass can smell this cloud of good, good fragrances. So a devotee should be like that. He should enter on the level of Krishna consciousness, where he has sambandha, a connection with Krishna. And that connection will always be perceived by those he comes in contact with. So Mahaprabhu turned the whole card festival with its millions of pilgrims into a festival of love where everyone could feel it, not just smell it, but feel it. And then he wanted to perform this most, let me say, this dance, the Tandava Nritya, which I've mentioned already. It's very energetic, it's moving, really beautiful, but very, very fast. And because he felt something, as Lord Jagannath looked at him, watching him with great astonishment, Lord Chaitanya felt the reciprocation. He was entirely in the mood of Lord Krishna's most exalted worshipper, Srimati Radharani. And Radha was always pining for Krishna, especially after he had left Vrindavan to go to first Mathura and then even another town. Srimati Radharani's feelings of separation from her only beloved Lord were sometimes very, very strong. She would enter states where her sighs would make stones break. Imagine her joy when she finally met Krishna again. So Lord Chaitanya was enacting this particular meeting between Radha and Krishna. He was chanting and chanting, and he sang this song. I have told you already, but now, or better, I don't sing it. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was burnt by the fire of the God of love and withered helplessly away. By the way, no one should think that these exalted emotions are in any way expressing suffering. When you feel longing in this world for someone who's not there, who may be in lockdown in Great Britain and he cannot come over to America, you really suffer. There's really absence. But when you can feel the need of the soul and long for Krishna, at that very moment, Krishna becomes present in the heart. His memory of memorizing him, thinking of him, is identical with meeting him. But these are very exalted subjects which can only be understood by experience, not by theoretical musing, but at least we hear from those who know what this feeling is, that when you feel genuine longing, genuine eagerness for Krishna, this is the most exalted, blissful state where you can meet the Lord. Therefore, this mood of separation, if you so want, in Sanskrit is called vipralamba, which means to attain something that is far away in the distance. No? Alamba means to attain, vipralamba. Yes. So, my dear listeners, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes, as he entered deeper and deeper and deeper levels of divine ecstasy, act out while he was dancing with gestures, I better don't try, the divine meeting between Radha and Krishna, because he felt now Krishna, who was so long absent, is right here in front of my eyes as Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, as we all know, is having a red rim around his eyes. A rim might not be the proper expression. It's like an edge, no? A red circle around the eyes. When someone is merciful, he has a little bit or feels touched by someone, he has a little red corner or a little red color in the corner of his eyes. When someone is very, very touched and has a lot of mercy, his eyes become very, very, red, like here, around the corner, Lord Jagannath, because there's so much mercy, so much ecstatic feelings of reciprocation. I would ask, We have to put the Lord on the altar. He quickly left his altar in the temple just to come out, and now he needs to go back. But I just wanted to show you the darshan of the Lord, and I hope that his the red substance, it's called Sudhakar, has showered blessings even through the internet on all of you. We could talk about many things that happened at that time, but I would like to, in the end, only mention one incident, which I personally like very much. It is a thought-provoking interaction which took place. As Lord Chaitanya was dancing and dancing and dancing, people became aware of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They had come from various parts of India to attend this festival. They had obviously heard already about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being something like the golden volcano of love. No? Not from an ordinary volcano. Some lava comes forth when he erupts. But from Lord Chaitanya, when he became overwhelmed with the feelings of love, the lava-like love flowed forwards to everyone who was there. So obviously people wanted to come as close as possible, maybe touch his lotus feet or just be close to him. And therefore there were three protected rings around Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, made by devotees who were holding each other by the hands and the arms. And the first ring was protected by Lord Nityananda, the second ring by Gopinath Acharya and Kashishvara Mishra, and the third ring was guided by Srivas Pandit. So in this way, a place was kept in the middle where all these millions of people could not come and occupy the space so that Lord Chaitanya could not move and could not dance. So, as I had mentioned earlier, the king of Puri wanted to really have a personal meeting with Lord Chaitanya. He was an extraordinary personality. Every morning he would get on his horse and ride on the horse with his staff. But in the first part he would only hear the scriptures discussed by people, pandits who apparently knew how to write. He was very, very, very focused. Then on his way back, he just handled in a few moments all the daily works with his ministers. They talked while being on horseback. He wanted to save time. And pretty much of his time was occupied in spiritual activities like reading or hearing shastras and so on. At the same time, he was a very powerful emperor, and sometimes there was need to defend the borders of his country. So he became so eager to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the news came that he had declared, if Chaitanya doesn't see me, but he sees everyone, then if he doesn't see me just because I'm a king who has to do with money and power, and renunciants don't usually stay around with such people, then I will renounce my kingdom, I will renounce my power and I will become a beggar sitting on the street. So this was launched, this was this king's inner attitude. So he had watched Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the rooftop of his palace, but now he saw a possibility, because Mahaprabhu was dancing and the parade had moved a little. He went with his general, Harish Chandra, and some other people, and came close to these three circles. And as the dancing went on, Harish Chandra, the general, wanted to see Lord Chaitanya, and he pushed a little the shoulder of Srivas Thakur to just bring the head a little to the side, will you? And Srivas was so disturbed because he was looking at the Lord that he just took his hand and vroom, he gave him a big slap in the face. Now this you can't do to a Varya. For Varya, Anna is everything. So Harish Chandra, this general, became hot-headed, and he just wanted to say something or do something when he felt his king's hand on his shoulder and said, "Calm down," or as you would say in New York, "Cool it, man." Calm down. and you should be very happy. You have been in contact with the all auspicious hand of a devotee of the Lord, Srivas Thakur. Therefore, be happy. I do like this somehow, because it is said even the chastisement of a devotee is sweet. Genuine devotee, no? is sweet. So this was one of the many pastimes. There were many other pastimes. So ecstatic that Vyasadeva will one day write about you. There were many subtle lessons for us, because in whatever Lord Chaitanya does, he is also an acharya, a great teacher to all of us. For us to end this katha for today, I just want to make one point. That is divine reciprocation. In everything which we do in bhakti, we are actually entering the one relationship, the most important relationship. When we take part of a Ratha Yatra festival, we pull the chariot, and with it we become aware that we are liking to pull the Lord back into our life. Everything in bhakti requires not only an activity, it's called Cheshta Rupa Bhakti, no? Not just only the activity, but it requires your mood, your devotion, your connecting with Krishna. I remember I was once you have all seen in India, they have these aarti machines, huh? They have some gongs, these machines, and then you can time them for the proper time, and then there are some sticks and they go on the gongs, and it sounds like the musical accompaniment of an aartik ceremony. But has the machine feelings? Has it devotion? No, it's only a machine. You, as an individual devotee, can learn to enter the realm which Lord Chaitanya has given to the world, the realm of devotional feelings. And it is this which surprised attracted and even mesmerized Lord Jagannath to such a degree that he stopped his cart and looked with great astonishment on to the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. This is what the Lord wishes to see from each one of us. I would like to end here. The time is up. It was a great pleasure to address you. I can only assume that you are there. I cannot see you, but it was my great honor. Lord Jagannatha Swami ki jai.